We are on.
Now everybody heard me.
Welcome to Live Out Loud Podcast. That's right. It's a show where everything's made up and the points don't matter. No, that's the wrong show.
Is that us?
That's not us. Welcome to Live Out Loud Podcast, where we talk about all things living clean and sober, having a great life, and just enjoying yourself and having a good time. I'm Scott.
I'm Gary.
And we got Smurf over in the other room. Say hello, Smurf.
I'm Smurf.
There we go. She worked for weeks on that. I'm
but
Smurf.
She did well.
I practice in the mirror every day.
She got it wrong a lot.
Hello, Sister Susan.
For a long time, she was Smurp.
Smurf. What, you just connected the F?
Yeah, she just couldn't get, you know. So she just.
That's what happens when you write with a sloppy scripto.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I told her once to get the F out of here, and she just did it. She took it out of her name. All right, so anyway. Live Out Loud Podcast. Again, I want to thank everybody for joining us. Please make sure that you share us with your friends and spread the word, because we're trying to turn this into some sort of good show.
A thing. It's going to be
a thing. Is that what it would be? A trend?
A fashion icon.
A listening experience for all? A movement?
Don't use the word movement.
The most fun your ears have ever had.
The most fun your ears have ever had.
When you're not watching. You're also watching it, that's right.
Yes. Your ears and your eyes, if you're watching us, make sure you check us out. We have a YouTube channel. We are on Spotify and all the other places. Anywhere you watch podcasts, just put in Live Out Loud Podcast, and we will be there. And again, share them with your friends. Right now, we're going out live on Facebook. I want to say hi. My mom's out there. Michael Weinstein is out there. Terry's out there. Of course, hello, Terry.
I think Michael Weinstein came on and then ducked out. I'm going to get you for that.
Okay.
But Darren says, happy weekend, Gary. So happy weekend, Darren.
All right.
And my beautiful, lovely Tammy is on.
Yeah, Therese will not be joining us or listening in today because it's homecoming weekend.
Oh, good, good. I was worried you were going to say.
Home, because she's left me. You know,
it was you or the mailman, and she chose the mailman.
It was
dog
it was,
came on the anniversary. That was
yeah. No, her daughter Tara has got homecoming tonight, so they're out doing the nails and the hair, and then
That's nice.
I got to go pick up like the boutonniere.
Mm-hmm.
You know boutonniere
that the guy's got to get right.
Yeah,
she gets a corsage,
and she gets a yeah. Yeah, but penicillin clears that right up. Some crustage or whatever it is. They got the big dance tonight, so we're doing that. And then I got to catch Syracuse playing Florida State today. I got to check that out, you know, because I love watching Syracuse lose.
Mm-hmm.
Man. They were so good last they were just, so good last year, and they're
those
killing
two sentences
me now.
Don't
I know,
fit together, you know.
I know, it's hurting me. It hurts my heart. It hurts my heart. Today is a special show, Gary.
Yes, it is.
Two reasons. I just held up three fingers for two reasons.
Well,
I do
just
that
like the guy from Sopranos. Where's he going?
Yeah, where you going?
Where you going?
All right. First of all, it's Halloween week.
Okay.
You know, and I know we're already celebrating because I saw a lot of freaks and monsters out there on the way to the studio today.
Well, then they must be celebrating all year long because I see those same freaks and monsters every day.
Mm-hmm. But it's Halloween week, and today we are doing a special show. Today is
Pet Peeves,
the sequel.
The sequel.
That's right.
It was just so well received, our first Pet Peeve show.
Like our third show we did.
Right.
So we really still didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
You know, headsets were on backwards, and we weren't talking into the mics, and, you know.
We still don't know what we're doing. Let's just clarify that.
No, but we fake it better.
It's better now.
We
fake
it better.
We're better at it.
Yes, we do.
We still don't know, but, you know, we fake it, just, you know, like Mike's wife. Anyway, Bill McClenton's up there watching.
Who?
Bill McClenton,
hey, Bill.
Best bud from Syracuse.
Best bud from
Syracuse. You're my best bud from Florida.
Do you like to, Bill, do you like to watch Syracuse lose too? Mm. Mm.
Bill's a music guy.
Bill's a music guy.
He's totally into music and everything. And
you and me, Bill.
Classic stuff too, though.
Yeah, I know nothing about sports. So classic, huh?
Classic. You know,
he was classical or classic?
No, classic, like okay. Classic rock and things like that, and different things. And he's always, if you ever check out Bill on his Facebook, he's always got these like albums that are just so odd and strange, but they're like throwback stuff, and it's really cool. But it's neat. But he's a music guy. So.
Well, remember when I did that? There was this chain going on where you have to name every day for 10 days your top albums. I think I nominated you for that, didn't I?
Yeah. Did I do it?
I think
probably
you did.
Not.
No, I think you did. Maybe 1 or 2 days.
My top album?
Mm-hmm.
If I had to name like the...
That's a rough one.
If I had to name like one album that I think is probably just edges out all the rest.
Right.
I would have to say, I mean, people are going to think it's weird, but Fleetwood Mac, Rumors.
That's a great album.
Just because every song on there was just so good. They had duds anywhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not since the Mamas and the Papas have you had that kind of male-female harmony thing going on that was so good.
Right.
It was so just spot on. And of course, you know, Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. I was in love with Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, everybody was in love with Stevie Nicks. I wasn't too crazy about her voice, but I did.
Yeah, I don't like her voice either.
How can you guys not love her voice? It's like she got kicked in the throat by a mule. It was beautiful.
You say that, but one of your favorite songs is "We Represent the Lollipop Kid." So, you know, I mean, it's very similar.
Where do you think she got her inspiration? Well, those little Mary McCheeses or whatever the hell they were
from
called.
The Munchkins,
the Munchkins
of the Wizard
the Munchkins,
of Oz. That's
yeah.
where she got her. Oh,
Mary
okay.
McCheeses.
Mary McCheeses, whatever. Whatever. Bill McClinton agrees with me. First of all, he says he does not do sports. And in Rumors, he agrees. Rumors, one of the best albums ever.
All right. Well, Paul bought.
And he says Stevie Nicks sounds like a goat.
No, she's not bad.
Okay, so she was on
I
American.
My love.
She was on American Horror Story, and I was like, "Who is this?" Because I didn't recognize her. And then she started singing, and I was like, "Nope!" And I turned the episode off.
I could see her on that. She's very.
What is this with this American Horror Story?
Yeah.
They got like Lady Goo Goo's on there too.
Yeah,
and everybody.
Lady Goo Goo's great. She's Goo Goo for Gaga.
Gaga.
And then.
Gaga. I'm Gaga for Goo Goo.
Well, we got Paul on, and Paul's a great bass player. He probably would agree with you about Rumors.
Yeah.
Even though,
if you had to pick an album, then.
That's a rough one, you know? I mean,
just throw one out there. Come on. Can't hurt you.
I could throw one out there just by saying Sheer Heart Attack by Queen. That is a great album. That's
not one of their more popular albums.
Sheer Heart Attack.
What was the
Killer Queen
the hook song on that? Killer Queen.
Killer Queen was on that. Now I'm here. Here I stand.
Yeah, but I'm in love with my car was not on that one.
No, that was
on Night at the Opera.
Night at the Opera. That's right with Bohemian Rhapsody. But
there
I'm
we go.
Telling you.
We got somebody shouting out for Pat Benatar's Get Nervous album.
Hey,
Pat Benatar's
hey, voice. Let
she
me tell
was
you,
great.
You know she was classically trained as an opera singer?
Yeah.
And then she said, screw this.
Right.
It was over.
Oh, she met her husband, who was one of the most underrated guitar players in
Neil
rock and roll.
Sedaka. What the hell's his
close,
name?
Close. Neil
Diamond. Neil, yeah.
That's what I mean. He's underrated. Nobody knows his last name.
What the hell's his name? Gehrman or something like that? Neil somebody.
I don't, Smurf, can you look it up?
Pat Benatar's husband. Still together, I think.
Yes, they're still together. And they tour as Pat Benatar and Neil
Sedaka.
They tour as Neil Sedaka.
Happy birthday, sweet 16. I'm sorry.
The opera star.
I'm sorry. All right. Hey, listen.
Well, so Sheer Heart Attack. If I wasn't to pick Abbey Road or Rubber Soul,
right.
I would pick Sheer Heart Attack because Rubber Soul is.
Bill just let us know. My music guy, Geraldo.
Oh, Bill.
No, the guy's name is Geraldo, the husband of Pat Benatar.
Oh, that's right. Very good, Bill.
It's
I thought he was. thinking about the guy that sang Suave. You know, that
I thought it was a guy.
His album is Suave.
I thought it was a guy Suave. With the talk shows. Welcome to Geraldo.
Yeah.
Let's open a tomb with nothing in album. It.
Yeah, he found a beer bottle, an empty beer bottle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But hey, Al Capone put his lips on it. You're going to lose your cup. Guys, this is already going off the rails. We're not even talking about what we're supposed to be talking about here.
I know, but that's great. I mean, the Paul says, thank you, Brother Gary. You're a truly gentleman, a scholar and a half, and one of the finest movies. Oh, well, but you didn't put down your favorite album.
Yeah.
But here's to you, Paul.
You know what? Here's a pet peeve. I'm going to just throw one out there right now. People who are reading something to you and yada, yada, yada through part of it. Thank you very much, Gary. And then blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah.
And it's like, you know, if you're reading it, share it.
Well, it's
unless
it's
it says
about,
something like really personal about you, like I'm glad the rash went away.
Well, it does say something, you know, which is very nice. But I just didn't want to, you know, big headed. He says, it says one of the finest musicians I've ever had the pleasure of knowing.
Thank you. I appreciate
that.
Paul. You assume he's talking about you.
No, he's talking about you.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
What I thought. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, my kazoo playing has no bounds. No bounds. My brother, Hayden, sent, he said Pet Sounds, which I believe is the Beach Boys album.
Excellent. Great album.
Yeah.
Failed when it first came out.
But would that trump Endless Summer? The album Endless Summer?
Yeah, it would. I mean,
okay.
Sounds. Pets sound like this.
Sounds like.
No, it's supposed to be. Paul McCartney said that God Only Knows is the best song ever written.
Oh, really?
Paul McCartney said that, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, and he's done a few songs.
He has done a few
couple.
Songs. He's made his niche.
He's got, yeah,
he
it's
has
definitely.
He has Ringo Starr art now. He doesn't need to make songs.
Yeah, there you go.
He has children's books now.
All right, folks. So here we are. We could do a whole show on music and albums and trivia and stuff like that. Maybe we'll do that coming up.
We will. But in the meantime, I got to say this.
Please
Paul
say it.
Text in an album, it's Close to the Edge by Yes, and that is one of the all-time greats. Do you like Yes?
Yes.
I don't know when to take you seriously or not.
I do like Yes. The song Roundabout I really like, and a few other songs that they do, but Yes.
Man, I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
Hi, Barry.
Bill also says,
Happy Bill's Hula.
Putting out there on Facebook, he says, little trivia, Scott's favorite album in the late 70s was Sgt. Pepper's by the Bee Gees, and that is a true story. He remembers.
By the Bee Gees?
By the Bee Gees. The Bee Gees soundtrack. From the movie.
So you must have seen the movie twice.
It's like 12 times.
You saw the movie 12 times?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, folks.
Well, sit down. It's the Bee Gees. It's Peter Frampton.
Yes,
it's Tina Turner, Earth, Wind & Fire, Aerosmith.
George Burns.
George Burns singing When I'm 64. Yes. When I get older. Already there, George.
I think he also sang The Benefit of Mr. Kite.
Yeah, but he had to change the words to When I'm 164.
Yeah.
Because it was...
Or I don't know, maybe 264. Hello, Lance. You know, Lance and Dee are coming down in November. We should have at least Lance on. I don't know if Dee would want to come on, but Lance.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, from our previous conversations with the two of them, she's the only one that could keep him in line. So maybe we need to have her sitting in a corner with a bullwhip or something, right?
Yeah. You can see little Dee giving Lance a. Quiet! Quiet!
Stop walking through the glass doors! Yeah, I remember that. All right, so yeah, great. Let's have Lance come in. That'll be great.
Lance is a football star.
Hey, Bill, if you want to fly down here to beautiful Fort Lauderdale, Florida, we'd love to have you in the studio and have you join us on the show sometime. So get a flight. Come on down, brother. Anybody else who wants to come in, too? You know, we charge very little for guest appearances on our show.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, we pay
people.
We pay people.
Bring them coffee and hot towels and massages and everything else. And you know, and if you have a good show, Gary will give you a happy ending at the end. Anyway, let me move. I'm kidding.
I need to wash my hands now. Oh, my gosh.
Rick Vincent, Kansas, the album Mask. From
yeah,
Kansas.
Mask was good. Well, yeah. Song for America was great. A lot of early Kansas was great.
Song for America Song was for not America. A good song.
We went through that
we
before.
We went through this before.
Hello, David.
All right. All right. Listen, Karen's watching, too.
That's right.
So, listen, I want to get into some pet peeves, because this is what this show's all about, even though it went way off the rails. I've been looking forward to it.
But you know what is a crazy pet peeve?
What?
Listening to somebody say something like that and totally disregarding it and saying, oh, hey, look, Paul says hello, that yeah. Lance and D-Rock. See, I interrupted your thought.
You interrupted my thought.
My thought.
To come up with your thought that is totally disjointed from what I was doing.
That's right. I just disregarded exactly what you were thinking. That's a peeve.
All right, that's a peeve. And we've established what a peeve is.
Right.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you truly, truly want to acknowledge the peeve, you want to go to liveoutloudshop.com. Liveoutloudshop.com and get yourself the one and only Gary Wayne I Am Peeving t-shirt.
I'm having a peeve.
I'm having a peeve t-shirt.
That's I'm having a peeve.
It is actually a custom-made t-shirt, and folks, you can own it.
I wish we could put it up.
All you got to do is go on the liveoutloudshop.com. And, of course, with all of our other great t-shirts and socks and coffee mugs and all the
coffee
other stuff.
Coffee mugs and hats.
We've got animal t-shirts. We've got Live Out Loud t-shirts. We've got all sorts
of
stuff.
We have a Scott Jones shirt, too, don't we?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
Well, never.
Not yet. Coming.
I'm having a peeve.
Yes,
I want a Scott Jones
you're
shirt.
Having a peeve, but there is all sorts of stuff. So make sure and profits from those go to helping somebody find recovery and stuff like that.
Which is why we are here. We are here to show you that you can have fun, you can have an enjoyable time in your life when you're clean and sober. If you have a problem, then we are here to help.
So David is telling me the Song for America is the best.
That's right.
You really, let it go.
And Karen is saying
stop paying people.
Crazy About Costumes.
Oh, yes, Crazy About Costumes. Don't forget, with Halloween this week, if you need help.
Go to Crazy About Costumes. They have professional costumes.
Yeah, if you waited to the last minute and you didn't like, you know, get a sheet and cut eye holes in it for that really jaunty costume for the holiday, then or all your sheets are like, you know, flowers on them because that don't make a good ghost.
I know.
You need to go. They're Star Wars sheets. Yeah, yeah. It's
like, right.
Yeah, I'm a ghost with Chewbacca on my chest. Right.
Right. If you want a real costume instead of if you're a woman, you want to. And most women will dress up in a negligee and put ears on and be a cat. Use your imagination, or if you don't have much of an imagination, go to where Karen and Keith are and let them help you out with an incredible costume. You might win a prize.
Make this the year that you're going to do a professional costume. Yeah.
I don't
when you're
have a
really
costume.
Gonna go all out.
Right.
Make it this year. We've got all sorts of we were gonna have all this stuff going on. We're still gonna do some of what we were gonna do, but it's been changed a lot because of work schedules and different things going on. It's just been but I'm gonna find a way to celebrate. I'm going to find a way to celebrate.
Celebrate.
Halloween!
Oh, well, aren't you going to do the Wizard of Oz?
We're doing Wizard of Oz, but it's not going to be the big production we thought it was going to be. But it's still going to be great. We're playing a movie on the side of the house, and I'm DJing, and we're doing all that.
Well,
stuff.
Do you need... If you need a hand...
I need somebody to get Bert Lahr there for me.
What? Who?
Bert Lahr.
Isn't he... gone?
Yeah, he's dead, but you know, it would be awesome to have him there.
It would be perfect for Halloween, wouldn't it?
Gary and I are going to be grave robbing tonight.
He was the lion? Was he the lion? Yeah.
Bert Lahr.
Yeah, he was the lion.
No, Bert Lahr.
No, Bert Lahr was, yeah, he was the lion.
No,
am I
going
to have to Google this?
No, don't Google it.
Google the lion, because I don't think it was Bert Lahr.
It was Sam Kinison.
I need courage. Ah!
All right. Ryan is out listening. By the way, all right, we got to get on with our show, but I got to tell you, right now, where you see us and where you're listening to us, if you think this is a good setup, you haven't even seen half of this studio. Broadcast Beat Studios, absolutely amazing. If you've got video work to be done, if you want to, they've got a satellite room. If you need to contact, if you want to be live on CNN or something like that, if you want to do a music video, if you want to do your own podcast, if you need to have some music produced or something, all of that is available right here at Broadcast Beat Studios. Contact Gary and I, you know, look us up on Facebook. We'll reach out to you. We'll help you set it up because, you know, we're helping out with Broadcast Beat with Ryan and everyone else here.
This is a great studio.
And we just see this is, people always say, I want to express myself and I want to do something like this. I want to do my own podcast. I want my own this. I want my own that. I want my own commercial or music video.
Music videos.
Now's
music
the time,
videos
right?
Here. You can have any kind of background. I mean, the studio, this is a corner of the studio. It's huge. Two bays. Really nice.
It's really incredible. Really nice. So check
come
it
by,
out.
Give you a tour.
Broadcast Beat Studios. Yeah, we'll give you a tour. Hang out. You want to hang out with Live Out Loud celebrities? We'll try to find some. you can come in and see the studio and do some of that stuff. So Ryan's listening. Karen, Denny is out there. Lynn Serrano, an old friend of mine from Syracuse. She now lives out west, and we've got a lot of people. We got a lot of people, so
it's nice that we have a lot of people tuning in here. This is great. Thank you, everyone.
I experienced a pet peeve last night, Gary. I got a new pet peeve last night.
Uh-huh.
People who go to pick people up and sit outside their house and honk instead of just going up to the door. People go to, you know, you go to pick somebody up.
Uh-huh.
Now, if it's just one, meep, you know, one little. You know, it's like the British cars. Me. American
Prius.
Cars are like.
Priuses.
Yeah, Prius. It's like
me.
A car with a cold.
Excuse me.
It doesn't come out. But people, you know, I don't mind one little toot.
Right.
I don't mind a little toot now and then.
That's right. And if you have a problem, let us know because we are showing you what it's like to be clean and sober.
Yes, this is clean and sober.
No toots here.
Yeah. I don't drink or do drugs. I'm afraid I'd be weird. So I don't mind a little.
When you're weird, I'm afraid.
But people who sit outside somebody's house and they lay on the horn. Mm-hmm. Get out of the damn car. Because obviously they're not listening, but I guarantee everyone over there, every other house is hearing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you kind of go to your windows, you can see everybody in the whole neighborhood looking out their
windows.
Looking
out their window.
This freaking Buick
on?
Out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of my pet peeves.
What?
Stop being lazy.
Well, you're talking about the horn. Here's another pet peeve. I have this guy named Sam. This guy I heard of, Sam. And
oh, yeah.
He, whenever there's somebody that doesn't move on the traffic light as soon as it turns green, he'll lay on the horn, not just like, you know, hey, it's time to go. Go, you know, it's like if he could possibly have it in his car. The stick, you know, that comes down and like a tractor trailer.
Horn. Yeah, yeah,
he
a trucker horn, yeah.
Right, a truck. And it's if they don't move, as soon as that light turns green, he lays on the horn. And, of course, it'll be, look at this idiot, this moron.
Yeah. You know, it's funny.
We know we're talking.
I can never find my horn when I need it. You know what I mean? It's like if I'm sitting at a light and somebody's not paying attention, you just kind of, you know, press the horn. It's not an emergency. But if somebody cuts me off, I'm like hitting the steering wheel 12 ways to Sunday and no sound is coming out because I can't hit the right spot.
I have done that.
Do you remember the old cars where they had like that space bar almost thing that came down and you hit it? It was like a lever instead of the button for the horn. It was, you kind of hit it with your thumbs. It was, never mind.
Well, you know what I do remember is they used to have like these horns in the steering wheel.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. Is that what
about?
You're talking
about? Yeah,
yeah. I thought it was just like an outline of the whole steering
wheel. Yeah, yeah, and you could hit it at any point on the steering wheel.
Right.
Yeah, those were easy. You know, now they kind of like, it's all disguised. It doesn't even have a button. It says horn. It's just like, okay, I got this big thing in the center of my steering wheel. Somewhere on there is a sweet spot that makes the horn happen.
Yeah, right.
But no, let's not show it to people. What's wrong with having a button that says freaking horn.
Press here.
Yeah, press here.
Press here.
Big red spot. Clown's nose, for Christ's sake. I don't care.
I think you're getting too excited about this.
It's pet peeve day. I'm upset.
That's okay.
Yeah, when you slap your horn and you cause the airbag to deploy.
that's the Prius. I sneezed on my dashboard and the airbag went off.
Tom Stefik joined us. Tom Stefik and my old JetBlue buddy, and my beautiful Tammy is back.
And Yvonne is on saying happy Saturday to everyone.
So hello, thanks, Yvonne.
Yvonne.
Lance sent in a pet peeve. My peeve,
all right.
People who call you on the cell phone and ask for Steve, and when you say wrong number, they say, well, maybe you can help me.
Well, I'll do you one better.
That's an interesting one, Lance.
I'll do you one better.
The That's why we call... should have him on here, right?
Yeah, you call. It's like, hi, is Bob there? Sorry, you must have the wrong number. Well, who is this? None of your goddamn business. Right. What do you mean, who is this? Like, I've got to tell you who I am. Jeez.
That's pretty funny.
What the hell's wrong with people?
Hi, Billy.
Pet peeves, I'm telling you. People who do not pick up after their dogs, big pet peeve.
Yeah.
You want to, well, it's gross. Well, then don't own a dog. You know? I mean, I had kids, had to clean up. If they poop on the floor, I had to clean it up.
Yep, that's right. So don't have a kid.
Don't have a kid if you don't want to clean it up, you know?
That's right. Your kid would go on the floor?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying. You're just saying. All right. It's almost.
All right. 10 times, and people will, like, judge you. No, but it's...
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody should invent, like, dog diapers or something, you know, where you could just change them.
Well, they have them for monkeys.
Instead of Pampers, they'd be like puppers. You know, I mean, just like...
Oh!
Yeah, you like, whoa, I see what I did there?
It's kind of,
you
know, good.
Yeah, and they do it for cats, too. That'll be fun, putting a diaper on a cat.
What do you call it?
I don't know. Nappers? No. Nipper? The
Pusspurs?
What, really? Anyway, people don't clean up after their dogs, and it's always like in your lawn. You know, people like walk up...
Yeah.
It's like they walk their dog purposely down the street away from their own greenery so that it can go on my perfectly manicured lawn.
Perfectly manicured lawn.
It is. I pay for it to be that way.
That's right.
I don't do that shit. No, but they bring them down. And, you know, if you want to let them, if you want to let it lie and you want to be like Stinky McFarland's house, then do it on your own property.
Minefields.
Yes.
Minefields.
Oh, man, when I was a little kid, we always had, you know, there was always that one house in the neighborhood where there was dog poop all over the lawn. You know, you didn't play there. You know? But
no,
for some reason, you always had a friend who lived there, so you had to go there. And it was like, oh, it's summertime, and it smelled bad.
Yeah, what you would do is you would throw the kid that everybody made fun of on that lawn.
Yeah.
And then roll him around.
Yeah, you come home.
Yeah, that's right. I was that kid.
You
I was that dork. I was that nerd. That I wasn't a nerd because I wasn't smart. I was just that dork.
Give me a pet peeve, Gary.
A pet peeve is when you're doing a podcast and you forget to tell everybody why we're here.
We're here to tell them about pet peeves.
But the but tell them that other reason that you do so well.
Oh, okay. We're here.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Gary.
Well, Scott Sherman just came on, so I just wanted to say hi, Scott.
Well, thank you. That confused the hell out of me.
Yeah, Scott, too.
The reason we do this podcast, there's a real reason for this one. I know we got a caller on the line, so just hold on a minute, caller.
We'll be right with you, Terry.
The reason we all know it's Terry. Hold on, Terry. The reason we do this is because what we want to do is spread the word that life without alcohol and drugs can be a great life. It can be fun. It can be more fun. What's the point of being drunk and being stupid when you can have all your faculties and live and love and laugh and have a good time? You know, and that's the word we want to spread. You know, there's a big war. There's a big war on drugs.
Yeah.
It's been going on for decades and decades. Over $1 trillion spent has not touched the addiction epidemic at all.
Mm-hmm.
Has not changed one thing. You get rid of one drug, they put another one on the street.
Right.
They change the name. They do this. They do that. It's not about that. It's about waking people up to make their own change.
Right.
The war on drugs is not going to be won on a huge battlefield. It's going to be won in a one-on-one conversation with somebody that you care about and telling them, I'm here for you. Let's change. Let's do this.
Right. If you die, I'm going to be devastated. Yeah. And you could die tomorrow.
And let's live. Let's love. Let's laugh. Let's have a great time.
Sober. And enjoy. Sober. Enjoy the little life that you have. That little piece of time.
Absolutely. So, Sue, sorry, rented lips.
Do I need to take over now?
If you or someone you love has got a problem talking or with alcohol or drugs.
Or if one relates to the other.
Yeah. If you or someone you love has a problem with addiction, or if you're concerned that they might have a problem, or you just want to ask some questions, you want to call our addiction specialist, Karen. Karen has been working with us for forever. She's helped us in a myriad of ways I can't even begin to explain. She's there to help you, too. 786-514-0893. That's the number to call. 786-514-0893. Give Karen a call. Talk to her about your problems or your concerns about addiction. Maybe we can find some treatment for you. Maybe we can find some answers for you. And maybe it's not about going into treatment, but maybe it's just about talking to somebody who understands so that you could find your own path. There's a thousand paths to recovery. There's only one path to destruction, and that's by continuing to do what you do.
Continuing to do what you do, and it's very easy it's not very easy, but if you have help, it's easier than doing it alone. It really is. There are certain patterns that you live with in your life, and they can be broken. They can be rearranged. They could be redirected. So if you need that help, reach out.
Yeah.
We're here. We want to help. That's why we're here. We don't get paid for this, folks. We're just showing you that you can enjoy your life. You can have a lovely, wonderful time in your life without reaching for drugs, without doing something to stimulate your life, because life is stimulating.
You didn't get your paycheck?
No. No, and I haven't.
I get paid for this. Gary, somehow his stuff ended up mixed in with mine, and I just never bothered to change it.
Oh, that's lovely.
I'll buy you a cup of coffee later. But I can't afford the cup. All right, so anyway.
That's right, because we don't get paid for it. No, yeah. Anyway.
No, we're here for a reason. We're here because we want to spread the word and have people have a good time and enjoy their lives. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Right.
It's about living a good life. And,
it is.
And buried in alcohol and drugs and problems is not it. 786-514-0893. I'm going to throw another number at you. It's 954-210-5413 is the number to call the studio and be live with us now. We'll be taking phone calls.
Yeah, give us a call.
Let's
have some fun.
Yes. First 10 callers get free shipping.
That's right.
We don't know we're sending shipping. You anything. But
we're shipping the dog poop.
The number 954-210-5413. Give us a call. Share your pet peeves with us today. I've got more. Here's one pet peeve. People who ask for your advice and then completely ignore everything you say.
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
I knew it. Let's take this call. We got a call on.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
We don't need caller ID when it comes to Terry. She's always the first one on the line.
Excuse me, have you seen my XP-24 space modulator?
It's Marvin the Martian. There we go.
There you go.
I'm looking at Gary's T-shirt.
Yes. Yeah, it's a classic. It's Marvin the Martian. It is a classic.
People don't have this.
We talked about him when you were doing the Saturday morning cartoons.
Yes, it is very much a classic.
Yeah, very good.
I tried to do the voice. I just can't do it.
So what's your pet peeve this weekend?
Oh, my God. You know I used to work at Winn-Dixie, and they have, like, a wing bar and olive bar where it's all open, where people can grab their own. And,
all right. You know. There's always a line at the wing bar because their wings are good. I have never seen anybody buy anything off the olive bar. I'm not sure why they even have them in stores. These long olive bars. We got olives stuffed with toenails, olives stuffed with garlic, olives stuffed with, you know. I'm like, what the hell?
Olives stuffed with olives.
Olives stuffed with olives,
yeah. That's right. That's for the real olive lover.
And then you think, boy, this is really going to be good. I'm going to have olives. I'm going to be like, really like, kind of like, look at me. I'm eating olives. And you eat one of them and you're like, holy shit, they taste terrible.
Yes, right.
Oh, the garlic ones. Anyway, people that will just go in and pick something up with their hand and eat it and let their kids eat off the wing bar. And then they leave the bones there. When I was working on this, it was disgusting. And it's like, you know, they bring their kids and say, okay, you know, go have lunch.
Welcome to the buffet.
Yeah. That doesn't, you know, and, you know, just put your wing bones anywhere you want. Just lay them down.
Lovely. Oh,
well, there was a store up north called Wegmans, and I know I've eaten plenty of meal by going from tasting table to tasting table. What do you got? Cheese Whiz? 4 pounds, please, right now.
Cheese Whiz. Since Webster.
Wegmans.
And they used to have a big pickle barrel.
Well, the pickle barrel was good, but now they have pickle bars also where you can have all kinds of pickles. I mean, somebody has a store of pickles. I mean, how do they stay afloat?
Pickles. Nice. I saw where you went with that. Thank you. The floating pickle.
Right across from Mount Trashmore in Margate.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I can't remember the name of the mall. It's giant. It's huge. Oh, Festival Flea Market.
Yeah.
And there's a guy in there that he sells pickles.
That's the one I'm talking about.
I need a beef jerky store near here. I know there's one over in Naples, but I need one over here.
I've seen those at, like, tourist places.
No, I don't want a tourist place. I want, like, a real beef jerky store like I found in Michigan.
Well, I'm not saying that the beef jerky that's in there are tourists.
Oh.
I'm just saying most tourist places have.
They've been laying in the sun for a very long time.
Right. Somebody comes in, you know. Just go. If you're going to use your restroom, oh, I hate it when I'm going to use my restroom. Just go in the back, and then they become beef jerky.
Okay, so, Terry, you no longer work at Winn-Dixie, so I guess the food bar's back open, and people could eat there, and it won't bother you.
Oh, yeah, I used to be the police on that. I would be, so fit. Anyway, can I talk about Halloween?
Yes, please, please.
Well, I decided what I'm going to go as. I'm going to get a big Glad trash bag, the plastic ones.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut a hole in the top. I'm going to put my head through it, and I'm going to, like, tape a whole bunch of garbage on it, and I'm going to go as white trash.
Oh. Oh, there's something wrong with that.
I don't know.
There's something wrong with me.
There's something wrong with that. Well, you could achieve the same white trashiness. Just dress up as one of the Kardashians. All right, so
There you go.
Pat Benatar, you must vote for Pat Benatar.
No, we love Pat Benatar.
Every day for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's leading the board.
She should be in it. She should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh no, if she's not, I mean, if they put Joan Jett in. Pat Benatar needs to go in because Joan Jett is brilliant as she was. Pat Benatar buries her. Who?
The Monkees, yeah.
The Monkees.
I agree, too.
They should be in.
They said that because they weren't really a band, that they can't put them in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I saw them in concert. Yeah.
I saw them in concert.
Fabulous.
Except Mike Nesmith didn't show up for the 25th anniversary tour.
That's
because
the 25th anniversary. But when they first came out, they learned their instruments and they played concerts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Peter Tork already knew how to play an instrument. Yeah. He was already a guitar player.
So did Michael Nesmith, who was a great songwriter. No, I don't believe.
Oh, God, yeah.
I believe that the Monkees should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think we should start something.
I say we.
Anyway, listen, Terry. What? Yep.
Just say it.
Oh, my God, stop that.
Yeah, Smurf in there saying, what the hell's wrong with the audio?
I didn't want to cut off what you were about to say.
Go ahead.
I forgot what I was going to say now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, listen, I hope that you win some kind of prize with your white trash costume.
Oh, no.
It would be.
I'm only kidding. I'm not going out.
Oh, okay, because it would be cheap.
Too many crazies, us.
Too many crazies, right.
Us.
How come you guys didn't dress up?
Today?
Because it's not Halloween.
I did.
You're not on here on Thursdays.
I'm Marvin the Martian.
And okay, I'm.
That's good. What's Scott?
Smurf can't afford a costume.
And my costume is called Dad's Day Off.
Dad's Day Off.
Well, Terry, say your final thoughts. Your final thought.
My final thoughts is, hi, Tammy.
There you go.
Okay. All right, Terry, love you.
Bye, Tammy. Terry. Thanks for calling again. The show's not the same.
All right.
That's Terry.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. you know, we got another pet peeve coming through here. The food court guys who step in front of you trying to give you samples.
The what?
In a food court, when you go to the mall, the food court, and they're trying to give you samples.
Why is that a pet peeve?
No, that's the best. That's how I get lunch. I go to Costco to eat lunch.
See, what I'm looking at is this. When I walk into a food cart and you see every place. You got the Chick-fil-A's and this and that and all these other places and the Burger King and the Jimmy John's and all. And they got these lines and stuff. Then you got that one restaurant
right. That
nobody's at. So they're giving out samples of their salmonella plate, right? I mean, they're just like, you want to attract people, make food that people want to eat. If nobody's in line at your place, that's the work. That's the advertisement I'm looking for. I'm looking for the place with the long lines because it's obviously good.
I don't know. Chick-fil-A has the best lines, you know, and that's, you already know about Chick-fil-A. It's the people that don't, you know.
Yeah. But I'm not, you know, but I don't, it doesn't mean I like everything, but still. At least I know there's quality, whether you like it or not. But these, you know, they got these lines, and then this one restaurant, nobody's there, and they're like, please taste my food.
Falafel.
I'm like, awful falafel.
Falafel.
Yeah. Falafel.
They can't give the falafel away.
All right. Paul has joined us. Good morning.
Steffa came back and...
Okay.
JetBlue buddy.
Speaking of being at the mall, here's another pet peeve. You ever go to a mall and you find a shirt that you absolutely love? You're like, oh, this, I want this thing. And you look through the rack and they have every size but the one that you wear.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And how often does that happen? Like all the frickin' time, right?
Yeah. But that's why you order your shirts online now.
I know. Yeah. So I actually have one site where I have my shirts custom made. I get to choose the materials and the collars and the whole thing.
Right.
I have them custom created for.
He is a pet peeve corrector.
What do you mean?
The pet peeve whisperer. That's what you are. You take a pet peeve and you rearrange it so that it's easier to deal with.
No, that's only because
I'm giving you a compliment.
It's his own pet peeve, like your shirt thing, right?
But I find ways around things. There's always a way. It's like the dog whisperer. That guy Cesar, the dog whisperer, had his own TV show. I should be the pet peeve whisperer.
That's what I
just
said.
I'm just so upset about this. And I'll come in and say, all right, first of all, don't talk to your peeve that way.
You'll just
piss it off.
You'll just peeve it off.
Yes, it'll just get
peeved.
And once it gets peevier, you're done.
Don't get it peeved.
Yeah. Yeah, I was more confused the day I walked into the musician's place and he had PV amps.
How about a person who bashes everything you like? You know?
Yeah.
You got?
Yeah, that drives me crazy.
Oh, look at this. Tammy, she says, Terry, you make me laugh every time.
Aw.
Terry, I just hope that you heard that.
You were going to lose Tammy to Terry.
She says, Tammy texted in. That's why I love Tammy so much. She is so positive. She's such a great woman. I love her to death. Bill Schott. Hi, Bill. Thanks
for coming. All right, so what were you saying about that? What was your peeve before you got distracted? It's like something shiny goes through the room, and I lose Gary for 5 minutes. And it's like, come on back, Gary.
I'm sorry. Tammy texted me again.
Tammy, we're doing a damn show. Stop talking to him.
Take a nice picture and someone. Listen.
Okay, we got a pet peeve.
She texted in a peeve. She texted a peeve.
She texted a pet.
Oh, look. I'm excited. Here.
Oh my God.
Okay, ready? Right, here we go. Yeah, people do that one. Okay. It's annoying when you're retrying to take a nice picture and somebody keeps photobombing it.
Yeah.
Right? You're trying to take a picture and somebody just keeps jumping in.
Or what about the person, you get a group of people in a picture and there's always the one person who wants to make a face.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I want a nice picture. My son used to do this. He used to drive me crazy. He'd do this weird face, and I'm like, stop that. Then I realize that's just how he looks. No, but no. I love you, Jules. I love you, Jules. No, he used to make faces all the time. He didn't like getting, you know, having his picture taken. You know, that's why my favorite picture is when he went in the Marines and he got the picture in the Marines. Because you don't make faces when they're taking your picture.
Right.
You know, because you'd be doing push-ups in the mud for a week, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. You have a face, a Marine face.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, how about the one I was talking about, how people are crapping on everything that you like.
Yeah.
You know? You know what I love? I love this. Oh, man, those are all fake.
Oh, I saw this great movie. Oh, I saw it too. It sucked.
It sucked. Wait, you like those movies?
Yeah.
You know, or
it's like if somebody says, I love Monty Python, and people with taste say, that sucks.
You know, I'm getting a peeve right now.
Having
a peeve.
Are you having a python peeve?
Having a python peeve.
Yes. Welcome to the Hall of Peeves.
This is the Hall of Peeves, folks. This is it.
I'll quote it back to you. Just
or how about when you finally get the car of your dreams, like, wow, I just got a Prius. And then you go, I mean, not you, somebody says,
a Prius?
Am I getting my message across here?
Oh my God, a Prius?
Father?
You pick on me about my car all the time.
Your car is, what I do is I pick on whatever piece that you have added to it that week.
Well, I have not added anything new because I ran out of money.
Go.
But I need new parts for the interior of my door because in the process of fixing the door handle, they broke other things.
Okay.
So I will have my plan is that this car will at the same time this car becomes a classic because it'll be 20 years old. It will be all brand new.
So
all new parts.
His car is going to be 20 years old.
Yeah, I mean, your car is going to be like my Saturn.
I think the oldest thing in my car right now is the wiper fluid.
I think the oldest thing in your car is the driver.
True story, folks. True story. All right, here's another pet peeve.
Piece by piece, I'm telling you. Okay, another pet peeve.
People who use the word literally. Because they use it. You know what? There were literally a billion people in my room this morning. No, that's not. It's not literally. Literally means an honest, factual, truthful thing. But people always say, I literally died. I wish you did.
Right. So it's literally, but it's not literally. Yes.
I literally plotzed. What is a plotz?
What is a plotz?
So stop saying it literally. I hate that.
I
could literally like blow up everybody who says that.
I literally, right. I mean, this guy cut one that literally melted the paint off the walls. But that must have been crazy.
Oh,
that must have been crazy. Hey, my best friend.
I was watching some
Billy Isaac was on.
I was watching some cooking show the other night with Teresa, and the woman's like, "Boy, if that cake falls, I will literally die and have two chickens." I don't even know what that means.
I have two chickens.
What the hell does that mean?
Well,
I have no idea. Karen's watching. Karen,
does that mean she's going to lay an egg?
Jay Jonas is watching. Hey, Jay. How are you, brother?
Jay Jonas.
Your cousin of...
Yes, yes, my cousin.
My cousin.
My cousin.
Newman. Jay. All right.
Hi, Jay.
All right.
Is Jay related to Jay Jonah Jameson?
No. Oh,
okay. No relation, because he's not a real person.
From Spider-Man?
Literally, not real.
Aw, that was a real literally.
People who hold up airport security. They fly.
Yeah.
They know the deal. You have to take off your belt, take off your shoes.
I see. Yeah, yeah, right.
You have to take the laptop out of your bag. You cannot bring... You know, a gallon jug of wine onto the plane with you.
Yeah, right.
And these morons, they walk up there and they get the bin, and then they start this. You're in line for 45 minutes.
Yes, you could throw away that bottle of water.
At that time, you could strip naked and fold everything neatly. And walk through with your ding-a-ling swinging. I don't care. But
ding-a-ling
why wait?
Swinging.
But why wait until the very last moment? So that everybody can stand behind you, and you just people need a sign that just flashes and says "moron."
Well, you know, you
literally
hear, you hear the moron sound when somebody is stopped. You hear in unison everybody doing, and it's like a chorus, and then every once in a while there's a.
I have been accused of the breath insult, where I'll make noises.
I get it all the time from you. see?
I can't help it. I've tried to stop that.
Uh-huh.
The only way that stops is if I stop breathing.
Yeah, right.
Literally.
Or just don't take anything that anybody says seriously.
Yeah.
Just blow off.
I just
blow
can't,
off
I
can, anything, anything.
Yeah, well, that's
says.
The problem. I am blowing off. I'm blowing things out. I can't control that part of me. I don't know why. I think my disdain for the human race has reached a level that cannot be reversed at this point.
If you don't let that gust of air out, it's going to come out somewhere else.
Yeah.
And that's not.
Must
pretty.
Have been from my days of doing porn too. Oh yeah. I mean, just when it happens.
Sounds better on here, doesn't it?
That's it. Yeah. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Smurf quits.
I really didn't do porn. All right.
Although, you know, the heavy sigh can mean something
wonderful,
too.
I just came
too.
Up short, you know?
Because, you know, Sammy makes me sigh heavily.
What's that? She makes you sigh?
Just from
Gary.
Looking at me, I'll just go...
Yeah.
You know, she just...
It's...
Ugh, she
yeah.
does these great things to me.
It's so damn cute.
Yeah, it is. What was that?
You know, that was an eye roll. For those that didn't see it,
sarcasm is a pet peeve for me. You know, hello, Joy. Joy joined us. Joy, right. Joy, Joy joined us.
All right, I'll give you one more. Oh, Melissa Coppola will join us. Brendan Parks joined us. Brandon, hey, great to see you, brother. I got to end with this pet peeve because we got to move on to the curiosities because
that's right. We need the curiosities.
Our show needs to be 6 hours long.
Yeah,
no, it
does.
Doesn't. Nope.
We
nope.
just need it to doesn't. Have. We need to have more days.
We need more days.
We need more days to do this.
I think we should. Our show should be on every day that ends in a Y.
Nope.
Why?
Well, exactly. All right. Here's my last one. In this one, I came across this the other day. Saw some people and she was pregnant. But they
you
came
saw
up.
Some people and
you
she
know,
was
she
pregnant.
Was pregnant. A couple. So, they were a couple.
Oh,
she was
okay.
pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And they said, "We are pregnant."
Oh, he's
we
taking,
are
he's
not
taking
pregnant.
Credit. Right.
She is pregnant. We are not. I've had kids.
Well.
I've had kids. I gained weight. Not because I was pregnant, because I was lazy. And I was eating stuff.
No, those are sympathy pounds.
Sympathy?
Sympathy.
It's like it was a whole sympathy of
I could have said symphony.
That's the drum, isn't it? The back, the sympathy drum in the
whole,
back of the symphony?
That's a whole symphony. Symphony. There you go.
Yeah, but that's not the word we were going for. What was the word we were going for?
Sympathy.
Sympathy. That's
those
right.
Those are sympathy pounds that you were gaining.
Bullshit. That was McDonald pounds. I didn't feel bad. I was not pregnant unless I was going to, like, you know, to pass a bowling ball. I was not part of that experience at all.
A bowling ball.
That's
pretty much what
unless
it is.
You're going to open an umbrella up your ass, you got no idea what's going on with her. All right?
Yeah. Okay.
We are pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are having children. Yes. You are not pregnant, dude.
Dude.
And if you are, I want to represent you because there's some money to be made somewhere.
Yeah, right.
There was already a pregnant dude.
There was? What?
Yes, there was. He was going through a transition and apparently was pregnant. During his transition.
Well, it was a she and...
I think that's
well,
what it was.
Well, yeah, it has
or
to be.
The other
it
way around.
It can't work the other way.
I mean, it could if you were transitioning.
No, you cannot have the right parts put into you to have a baby.
I take away the credit. If it was a woman that's turning into a man and Shim becomes pregnant... then I'd take away the credit. I don't think that's a man getting pregnant.
Now, if Caitlyn Jenner gets pregnant,
that
goes in the sideshow. Absolutely.
Sideshow.
All right, folks.
Let's hear.
I hope you enjoyed some of our pet peeves today.
That's right. We might have a third.
We may have. We've had pet peeves.
That's
pet
right.
Pet peeves part two, the sequel. And the last
thing,
we'll do
Rocky.
One more. We'll do Pet Peeves, the apology. We're sorry that we've done so many Pet Peeve shows.
Pet Peeve redo?
The problem is everything pisses us off.
You know what?
That's where the problem lies.
You know what? I have a pet peeve.
You do?
Yes. Why is redo spelled R-E-D-U-X?
That's redux.
Yeah. What is redux?
Redux.
Yeah. It's like Apocalypse Now Redux. There's so many movies that are redone.
It's a fancy way to do it.
Redux.
Yeah. It stands for redo.
Well, is it pronounced redux?
It's short for redo.
It's redo. Redo.
Oh, yes, because when we add the French to everything, it becomes sexy. Redo.
Sexy.
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 Oh, mon chéri. All right. Guess what, guys? What time is it?
It's time for Scott's. Come on, help me, Smurf. Scott's.
Curiosity.
There you go. We split that up.
Thank you. Pet peeve. People who can't get their shit together. All right.
That's the description of my life, literally.
Literally. There we go again. All right. Scott's curiosities. This is all stuff that just goes through my head, and I would like to dedicate my first four curiosities to Halloween.
Okay.
I'm just thinking about
curiosities.
And I was thinking how I grew up, and my parents always told me never take candy from strangers, and then once a year they send me out to do what?
Take candy from strangers.
This is a messed up.
My dad, my dad was pretty much a shit. So he used to send me out, and he would tell me, he says, don't take candy from strangers unless they're offering you a ride.
Oh, nice. Nice. All right.
Nice, huh?
Okay. Another one.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah. Here's a curiosity. How in the world did the mummy or Frankenstein ever kill anybody?
They couldn't catch him.
Ozzy Osbourne could beat them in a race. Are you kidding me? And everybody's always like, apparently, you've got to be so completely goofball that when you run, you trip. In every movie, that's what it is. How did Frankenstein get him? They tripped on a root.
Well, it's also the fear. It's like you can't move. You just go. You just sit there and go, instead of, you know.
For the 7.5 minutes it takes him to cross the room, you stand frozen screaming.
Yeah, but you're getting a close-up.
Oh.
Yeah, it happened with Michael Myers and Jason Voorhees as
That's
well.
True. That's true. Those serial killers. You want to scare me, you know, get Florence Griffith Joyner to become a monster, right? Flo Jo's chasing me down the street. Or Usain Bolt as Frankenstein. There we go. He's got the word Bolt in his name. It would be perfect.
That's right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you dress up as if you live in a nudist colony on Halloween? I wore white sneakers.
I think you get dressed up.
Yeah, but it's a nudist colony. You're not supposed to get dressed.
Well, on Halloween, people in a nudist colony get dressed.
Ah. Okay. You know how you can tell a blind man in a nudist colony? It's not hard. All right, so anyway, I'm sorry, that just can't, you know.
Oh,
apologies.
My God.
Any little children, you know, make sure you tell that to your teacher tomorrow. All right, here's another Halloween thought. And you learn this through experience, mm-hmm. You know. If you want candy for Halloween, don't dress as the Invisible Man. It just doesn't work. I got no candy the year I went as the Invisible Man.
Well, the way to combat that is that you could be the Invisible Man, but don't make your candy bag invisible.
But if you touch it, it becomes invisible.
No. That's not how it works.
Oh, so it's like the invisible plane by Wonder Woman. You just see some woman sitting on her butt flying through the air in nothing.
That's right.
There we go.
That's right.
Yeah, also, it wasn't Invisible Man in bandages. Would you want to be the bandaged Invisible Man? Or?
Yes, but then you're actually, I'm sorry, technicality, you're going as a mummy.
As a mummy.
Yeah,
that's
I guess right.
You're right. That's
but
right.
You got to wear
that's
the goggles. Right. If you wear the goggles, but
then you're going as a cool mummy.
Okay. Never
but
mind.
If you go as the Invisible Man, your bag of candy should be visible.
Okay.
So somebody should look at the bag of candy and go, oh, you're the Invisible Man.
Right.
Right.
All right. So, more curiosities. Why do people say knock-knock after they've entered a room? You ever have people who do that? They walk into your room and they go, knock-knock.
Well, that's because
really?
They want to scare you. That's understandable.
That's like me hitting you, then saying, duck!
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be polite. I want to knock. Well, you should have done it before you came in, because you can't take back the rude.
Right.
Okay.
Well, that's just like stretching like this and then hitting somebody in the face and hearing them say, ow, and then you feel it on your hand and going, oh, did I hit you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyone.
That's all I got?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got?
No, it's right.
It's, you know, it's not right. Like, oh, I can see that you understand my point, Gary. Right.
Let me give you this.
We're going back to that now.
Anyone who says anything after the phrase, needless to say, is a moron. Needless to say, well, then don't. People always do that. Needless to say, I think we should go do... Well, shut up! If it's needless to say, don't say it.
Hey, do I have to mention...
Yeah, exactly.
And then obviously, when people say, well, obviously, it's this way. But...
Well, if it's obvious, shut up. Needless to say, you're an idiot. Didn't have to say that. It was needless. Everybody knows. And, you know, speaking of morons.
There it was.
Yeah, speaking of morons.
Okay.
Anybody that says, can I ask you a question?
Oh, God, I do that all the time.
Can I ask you a question? You just freaking did.
Well,
what you just said is pointless.
That's right.
Now, if you're saying, I'm going to ask you a question, that's a statement.
I say, let me ask you a question.
There we go.
But that is a question right there.
But when
isn't
I say, can I ask you a question?
Right.
What if I say no? You've already done it. It's already out there. You are guilty.
So, in other words, if I'm talking to you, I have to say, let me ask you a couple of questions.
Yes, make a statement. I am going to ask you a question.
That's a question.
That's not a statement.
You said you make a statement. I'm not making a statement. I'm asking you to ask a couple of questions.
You said, let me ask you a question. Let me hit you in the head with a bat. That's not a question. That's a statement. I am asking. That's right.
That's right. Let me ask you a question. That's right. That's not a statement.
There's no way
that's
around it, folks. You know what?
So you said,
just don't talk to me anymore.
You know what? Just hit him in the head.
Everyone.
Why are you saying, folks, they're all asleep?
I know, that's true.
Everybody's watching us is asleep, especially people driving. Okay.
All right. Another thing. The dumbest thing ever. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. You ever heard that?
Yeah, I never got it.
People always say, well, you can't have your cake and eat it, too.
Never got that.
Who the frick goes and buys a cake and then says, whoa. Kids are like, oh, can we have cake? No, we've got the cake. We can't eat it.
But if we
didn't have the cake, we could eat it. Figure that out.
Hello, Phil. Phil Anderson joined
us. You have to go all the way to the light blue column on the abacus to figure out the calculations on that son of a bitch. Then we say, you can't have your cake and eat it, too.
You can't have your cake
but if
and
you
eat
have
it too,
no
right.
cake, I guess you can eat it. Jeez. It doesn't even make any sense. Who made that stuff up? It's like...
They. They did.
Them sons of cunts.
The theys.
All right.
Did.
All right. How in the world can somebody say it's hot as hell and then the next minute say, hoo-hoo, it's cold as hell? Which is it? People say both. Cold as hell in here. Hot as hell in here. Which is it? Hell must be a perfect place because it's got all temperatures.
Well, one room, you know, to another.
I'm just saying.
Well, if you have been sent to that dark place.
You can't say AT double hoppy sticks. Hockey sticks.
HE double toothpicks is what I heard. Double toothpicks.
HE double toothpicks.
If you're used to, if you like the heat, then they put you in a cold room.
Yeah.
If you like the cold, they put you in a hot room.
There are seven rings to hell.
Dante's
Inferno.
Where did that come from?
Seven rings to hell. That's Lord of the Rings. You're getting it mixed up.
Dante's Inferno. There were seven layers of hell, or seven circles.
Yes, that's right. I went to school with Dante.
Hello, Dana.
He sat next to Damien. Damien, put the dog down. No, all right.
You really should have said that like... What about the 70s? You should have done it like that, Smur.
Red rum.
Why do people have to point at their wrist when they ask somebody the time? Do you know what time it is? They point to their own wrist.
Well, that's...
I think it's time for you to go buy a watch. Because you know where it's supposed to be.
I'm a pantomimer. Sometimes people don't understand what I'm saying, so I just give them single...
Right.
Well, what's this? What does that mean?
Check. Check, please.
Yeah, or what is this?
It's write a check.
Sign your
same
will.
Thing. It's can I have the check?
Oh.
Or what's this?
Okay, all this pantomime does not work for people who are not watching the video.
What does that mean?
that means time to move on to the next curiosity. All right. why do people call people stupid idiots? How many smart ones are out there? You're a stupid idiot. No, it's okay. You're a smart idiot. That's okay. You're a stupid idiot.
I think they're just emphasizing their feelings.
Yes. Well, they're putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable over there.
Well, it's like saying you're a dirty slob.
Dirty. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Can you actually, is it possible to give yourself a placebo?
What?
It's not dirty. Stop. You know what a placebo is?
No.
It's when like somebody gives you something and says this will cure your headache, and it's actually like a tic-tac. A tic-tac? It's a tic-tac.
It's one of those?
It's one of those. A tic-tac. You know what time it is? You stupid idiot.
That's a placebo?
Literally.
Well, let's go through the whole thing.
Let's go through them all.
See if we can get a sentence that adds all the curiosities.
Now, you know, somebody, if you know, oh, take this, it'll make you feel better. And it's actually like a tic-tac or it's a sugar pill, but it's called a placebo. It's a placebo effect. You give somebody something, but you tell them it's going to make them better. It actually does. You don't know anything about this placebo
effect? I'm
looking
at you, but I'm not hearing a word
totally
that you're saying.
Totally gone.
Okay,
no,
we'll
I've never heard
later.
That, a placebo. I've heard the term.
Smurf,
but
you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so can somebody give themselves a placebo?
I mean, if you believe it long enough and you want to believe it strong enough, then yes.
So you have to somehow in your mind make that tic-tac into an aspirin, and somehow it's going to work.
Yeah, like sometimes if I think that my blood sugar is low, it might not actually be low, and I'll eat an M&M and I feel better.
Gary's hurting over here. Let's hear what he has to say.
Sorry, Gary.
If you're giving me this placebo and it's a tic-tac, do I know... That
you
you're giving me a tic tac.
You think it's
oh,
a,
so? I don't know. It's
you
a
think
tic-tac.
If I tell you this is a new thing that's going to actually make your headache go away, and I give it to you, and you drink a glass of water, and you take it, and a lot of times your headache will go away. It's called the placebo effect. You believe it's going to work, so it does.
Think of like behavioral change.
Well, then no, you can't give
well,
yourself
you go.
A placebo
because you know you got to lie to yourself first. And
no, that's masturbation.
That's mental masturbation is what that is. All right. I don't. All right. How come school desks get smaller as people get bigger? When you're a little kid, they put you at these big tables, and then you go into middle school and you got this medium-sized desk with the holes in it and stuff. You have the little shelves and stuff.
Right. First,
and then you go into high school.
First grade, you can lift up the desk. Right. Okay.
And then you go into high school and you got this little thing that's like a little.
It's connected to the chair.
Yeah, I've got dinner plates bigger than this freaking desk, right? And you got more books, more work, and you're a bigger person, and they make the desk smaller. How much sense does that make? Make the little desk for the little kids, and then make them bigger as you grow.
Now, when you're in college and you're in one of those auditoriums, you got the little tiny, tiny, like, 6-inch fold-out desk.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
It's connected to the chair.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you follow the progression. When you graduate college and you go out in the work world, you should never have a desk again. You should just work off the palm of your hand or something, right? That's all you got left.
The smaller, now you use smartphones, right?
All right, speaking of school, I've gotten A's, B's, C's, D's, and F's, and a whole lot of those. Where did the E go?
Right there.
Right there, right in your ego.
Where did the ego? Yeah, thank you.
They got it. I hear the world laughing when I said right there. Where did the E go?
What happened to the E?
E is when they can't decide what you've yet, so they give you E for everything.
No, I mean because you know I'm gonna argue.
Well done. Well done.
That if I get an F in English. And I see that the teacher skipped E. She's getting an F, too.
Yeah, that's right.
A, B, C, D,
know her alphabet?
F. Now, here's the thing. Then they have plus and minuses on the letters. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, just give me the A.
Yeah,
don't,
A.
Don't tell me it's an A minus. That's yeah. bullshit.
You're an A.
It is.
You're an A, but you're not a good A. You're
yeah.
You're a bad A.
I think that sucks. Well, I've never had an A in my life, so I don't...
I mean, it's like flats and sharps, you know? It's like, okay, this is a flat. Well, then that's a sharp other thing. So basically, if I get an A minus, it's the same as a B plus.
And then you have double sharps, which is just a whole note up.
Well, the thing is, like, there are some sharps that you can have, but you can't have a flat. You know, like, for instance, you could have an F sharp, but you can't have an F flat, because an F flat is what? An F flat is what?
It's in the key of G.
It's, what is an F flat?
It's a G sharp.
No, come on, what is an F flat?
It's the tone, it's what I sing in most
it's
of the time.
In the E.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where the E went.
F, there.
Thank you. Oh, next God. Curiosity.
Wow.
I Music have theory. Saved the day. Tammy's back. Hi, Tammy.
We got to wrap up our show, but you know, speaking of alphabets, why is it the L-M-N-O-P don't get their own spaces in the song and they become a word?
L-M-N-O.
L-M-N-O?
L-M-N-O-P.
L-M-N-O-P. I mean, they're not even, it's not even letters anymore. It's like, you know.
You know what it is? It's the middle eight of the alphabet song. You know, you have the verse, chorus, bridge, and then you have your middle eight. L-M-N-O-P is the middle eight of the alphabet song.
But it's only five.
Smurf, shut up.
L-M-N-O-P.
E stood for excellent.
Okay.
That's what E stood for. If it was better than an A, E stood for excellent.
My... Yes, I know. It stood for excellent, but why would they put excellent between duh and fail?
I've never
A D
excellent.
Is for, like, duh. You're kind of stupid. And F is for you effed up. I mean, as Brandon Park says, you effed up because you're a stupid idiot. No, F is for fail. Why put excellent between duh and fail? Shouldn't excellent be... I don't know.
I don't know. I always got F for figures.
I don't know. Last curiosity.
Last curiosity.
That was my drum roll.
That was poor.
Jesus.
You get an F. You get an F for that one.
I'm sorry. I'm not a drummer. I like real music.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I love all the drummers out there. I love you very much. You know, you all have T-shirts saying, at least we're not bass players. All right. So, anyway, I'm kidding. You know, if you really want something, play the kazoo.
If a musician can't play any other instruments, you give him two sticks and put him in the back. But if he still can't do that, then you take away one stick and you have him conduct.
I have some.
Oh, there you go.
I have some great friends that are drummers,
no.
And you guys are killing me.
No, we love.
Killing me.
Drummers are the best. They're the
I love everybody out there. I love everybody out there.
Here it comes.
Except bass players.
When they hand you the tambourine, we know that's because, hey, you either look really good and we want you on stage, or you're the singer, but you don't have any other musical talent, but you're a good singer. So that's where the tambourine comes in. Rarely do you see a very talented musician playing a tambourine. Am I wrong about that?
Well, there are...
No, the cowbell, you can mess up a song with a cowbell.
There are percussionists that... Oh, you can mess it up with a tambourine, too.
Yeah, that's true.
You sure can. You sure can.
Now, I've seen people play tambourine and really kill it.
Yeah.
Like really, like, add to the song.
Well, percussionists, yeah.
I've also seen people play tambourine, and I'm thinking, like, no.
Yeah.
No, you got all the rhythm of Frankenstein being chased by the villagers with torches, right?
Yeah.
You know, you just, kung, kung, kung. No. All right.
Violin.
Last one. I love all the musicians out there. I'm actually jealous. I play some guitar. I've
well,
played
you play well. You sing well, too.
I played a little bit of bass. I wanted to play piano, and I never learned it. I wanted to play drums. I played a little bit, then I didn't learn it. So I'm really stuck with I could play some acoustic, like, rhythm guitar. I play rhythm guitar, not lead or anything like that.
Right.
I like to sing and stuff, but I'm jealous. I wish when I was younger I had put time into learning more instruments.
Yeah, well, you would have done good.
And for all you parents out there, you want your kids to learn instruments, start them on piano. Make that the base of what they learn, because... Is that correct? The piano's usually, it's kind of the base for learning everything.
I think reading music.
Yeah.
Reading music and also understanding chord structure and individual notes and how they come together and stuff. I think piano's probably.
I really wish I had learned piano. I put more effort into piano as well.
I think that's what they do in school in theory.
Music theory
they teach
was.
Music theory.
No.
Music theory, like in high school, was extremely difficult for me because I had trouble understanding the piano.
The schools I went to, everybody got a recorder.
Yeah, I know.
The recorder. Somewhere between a flute and running over a cat is what these things sounded like.
One octave recorder.
Oh.
Unless you do it. I got to tell you that even though you tried to learn the instrument when you were a kid, if you wanted to, D says that you get an E, and that's for effort. You tried... But still failed.
Yeah. That's a D minus.
E for effort. Yeah. They might as well follow that with the phrase, bless your heart.
You play an instrument with that bless your heart.
Somehow you got.
You sing.
I don't know how you found your way onto the bus this morning. Bless your heart. You get an E for effort for just showing up.
You put on your own helmet before you got on that bus. Good for you. Bless your heart.
Oh, that is wrong. That's wrong.
That's how Southern people talk.
You crossed the line with the helmet thing. All those poor football players. All right, so anyway, last curiosity. Have you ever?
Okay.
Why do we call them chicken fingers?
Because you can eat them with your fingers. Come on, that's simple.
Chickens don't have fingers.
Yeah, I know, but you eat chicken with your finger. These are things that you can eat with your finger. It's chicken fingers.
No.
Not your best one.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Why?
Stop touching the mic.
Shut up.
Why?
It doesn't make sense. Because
why?
Because
that doesn't make sense either.
We broke them, Gary.
If you eat soup with a spoon, do they call it soup spoon?
Yeah, well,
it's got nothing to do with how you eat it.
Spoon?
Yes, there is a soup spoon.
Yeah, right.
But it's not. They don't call it. Why are they assigning a part of my body to the food that I'm about to eat?
Well, why do they call steaks if there's no wooden steaks in it?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Red button mutes the microphone. Hit that one.
No, they're separating it from, like, I want chicken. I'd like to order a chicken breast. I'd like to order a chicken wing. I'd like to order. I want chicken fingers. What are you going to call it?
Chicken breast is a part of the chicken. Chicken wing is a part of the chicken. Chicken fingers has nothing to do with the damn chicken.
Oh, so you want to go into a restaurant and go, I'd like some chicken slabs.
I would like some chicken strips of flesh.
Those are called... oh, my God.
It is Halloween, folks.
They have chicken strips. They right. say chicken strips.
Chicken strips I will live with. Chicken fingers, can't do it. It's wrong.
Right.
It's just wrong.
It's like you're getting the
talons.
Talons. Okay,
talons.
Yeah, right.
They got talons. They're not really talons. They're feet.
Do they have sharp talons?
I don't know.
No, that's from Napoleon Dynamite.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Over there by the pig pen, I passed her. She's showing her hair.
Hey, before we forget, I want to say, if you are a musician out there and you are looking for a place to rehearse, Marquee Music is the place to go. If you're looking for recording time in a great studio, Marquee Music is the place to go. Marquee Music, not only do they have great studio, but they also care. They have donated amplifiers to the Recovery Treatment Center, and they not only are out to make a musician's life better, they also are out to help people. They do all kinds of charity work. They have given up their space for to raise money for someone who has passed away or to raise money for charity. Marquee Music, MARKEE. Okay, right. Look it up. Marquee Recording Studios. I just wanted to get that in.
And don't forget about if you want to make a music video, you want to have a podcast, you want to do some recording, then this is the place to do it. Broadcast Beat Studios.
This is the visual place. This
and
right here.
You could work directly with Gary and I.
Yeah.
With Live Out Loud Productions and work directly with us. If you want to produce a music video, you want to get your own podcast, you need some help putting it together, you need some coaching, you need some training, we're here for you.
That's right.
We're here for you.
Television and radio. I've worked in theater and in music. You have your whole selection right here. Also, if you have a problem with addiction.
If you have a problem with addiction, call our addiction specialist, Karen, at 786-514-0893. Don't forget to check out liveoutloudshop.com. Order yourself a t-shirt. And, of course, everyone out there, make sure that you enjoy Have fun. Don't be one of those curmudgeons who hides in your house. Give out some candy.
Oh, curmudgeon? Is that really a thing?
That's a thing.
Yes.
That is a bona fide thing.
I'm sorry.
Curmudgeon. That's great. Curmudgeon.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, what would you call it? The old people.
Schmuck.
It's like a schmuck.
Yes. A
curmudgeon
is
what we call those of the non-Jewish persuasion.
Schmuck.
It's what we call schmucks.
Right.
And yes.
Right. Or a kvetch. Or a...
Yeah, see, you have all these ones that nobody can say or spell.
No idea what he's talking
or
about.
Or a
crevice.
How about a creep?
Would you say Kravets? Kravets? Lenny Kravets? What?
I forgot. I forgot.
No, a creep is not a curmudgeon. Those are two separate things.
No. Because on my restraining orders that I've received, it said creep quite a few times, but never said
curmudgeon.
All right, for that.
Hey, listen, do you know that we've only almost been on for about an hour and a half?
I know. That's
Isn't
why we got to get off.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. It's really very cool that you guys all came on and joined us and posted and actually just sat and watched. We do appreciate it. It really is. And the love of my life, Tammy, signed on and off about 6 or 7 times. She gets calls.
Yeah. Yeah.
She gets called.
Yeah.
Or maybe she said, oh, Gary, don't say that. Click.
I got some other people going on and off over on my phone, so they must be talking to Tammy. We'll talk about that later on. Folks, yeah. Listen, go out there. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your Halloween. We'll be back here next Saturday right here at Live Out Loud Podcast. But for now, I'm Scott.
I'm Gary.
And we got Smurf over there. We want to thank you guys for joining us. Everyone have a fantastic week.
Be nice to people.